Listening, Unit 6, page 40, B.
You will hear a broadcast about the Edinburgh Festival. For 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Good afternoon. We'll be bringing you live reports once a week over this three-week festival hosted by one of Britain's most enchanting cities, Edinburgh. The festival is now in its 67th year and has been directed by 9 directors in its history. It's usually the Shakespeare plays, musicals and operas that sell out immediately, but this year the festival has contemporary dance performances taking centre stage. The box office has been overwhelmed with ticket sales for some of the most popular dance groups. The box office, housed in the city's hub since 1999, is even worth a visit. It's a beautiful spire, and inside it is decorated with contemporary art exhibits. The stained glass windows and its Gothic architecture give it a traditional feel. Visitors love coming here, not only to buy tickets, but also to hang out with their mates, thanks to the cafe, a popular meeting place. At the end of World War II, in 1945, Edinburgh was trying to get back on its feet. It was decided that using the arts was a good way to make the city come alive again. So, 2 years later, in 1947, the very first festival was held, and it has been held annually ever since. Visitors should bear in mind Edinburgh is a walkable city, and taxis are rather expensive. You can walk to most venues from the Royal Mile in the centre of the city in 20 minutes or so. And the city's main bus stations and Waverley train stations are very central. So it's an accessible outing for out-of-town visitors. As for accommodation, the town centre boasts many luxury hotels, university halls of residence, as well as bed and breakfasts. Those on a low budget can book into a youth hostel, so there really is something for everyone at this lively festival.